Amber Leah is a certified health coach, and she wants to help us break free from cycles of reactionary eating. In her new book, it's called Food Triggers, Exchanging Unhealthy Patterns for God-Honoring Habits. Amber Leah, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Todd. Thank you so much for having me.
So you were an athlete, Amber, and a bodybuilder. And tell us about how you decided that, you know what, I'm not in the place I want to be, even though this was a discipline for you, and how you were ready to make a change in your own life.
Yes, great question. When I was growing up, I had struggled with my health and my weight, my young adult life, and then eventually made some serious changes, got healthy, started becoming a recreational bodybuilder, and had been a college athlete. And then as time went on, I got married, had 5 pregnancies in 10 years. I think a lot of people can relate to that, that as you get older, things get harder. You know, making time to do fitness, things like that, becomes less of an option, more responsibilities, adulting. Mm. And that was true for me. But I also went through some emotional pain and some loss, and really found myself managing my emotions with food instead of really digging into what was going on for me spiritually. Found myself 80 pounds overweight, which was really a very big problem, because I was starting to have medical concerns as a result, and I was afraid that I wasn't actually going to be around long term for my kids if I didn't make some changes. And so I went on a journey to get healthy and to grow spiritually. And now my mission really is just to pay that forward and help others who have felt stuck like I did.
Mm. Amber, sometimes we can feel like we've disappointed God if we haven't taken care of ourselves, and that can compound things, right? Is that part of it?
Well, it really is, I think, a key piece of this, because, you know, our enemy is really intentional about defeating us. He wants to defeat us. And if he can defeat us in our mind, then he's won half the battle. And what it's really important for us to understand as Christ followers is that we can be in a good place spiritually and not be perfect. You know, we're all going to have our different struggles. And the health journey struggle is a common one that many of us face. And really think it's important to recognize that guilt is not from the Lord. That's from Satan. If we have some godly conviction about needing to make some changes and take better care of this temple that God has given us, that's a good thing. But we need to not add any kind of shame or guilty feelings to that, and really just recognize that we can make some small, simple changes, and we really can be in a place spiritually where we're growing without having to sort of wallow in that guilt and defeat.
Now, you talk about internal and external food triggers. Can you give us an example of what one of each of those might be?
Sure. So a recent one that I had to face even just last week, I was doing some travel for work. Maybe some of us have recently taken a family vacation. And so when you're traveling and you're on a health journey, it can be tricky because we want to enjoy the foods of wherever we're going, or maybe we're just not in our routine. Our routine is disrupted. We may not have as much control over the things that we're going to be able to eat. And so that's an example of an external food trigger. And I talk all throughout the book about different ways that we can both practically and spiritually face some of those kinds of external triggers. Some of the internal triggers are things like boredom eating, right? Or eating through your emotions. Or even things like, you know, struggling in a relationship. And so there's that, you know, breach there. And so now we turn to food. So it's the internal triggers that can set some of us off. For some of us, it's more the external. And for a lot of us, it's a combination of both of those things. And they're just the things that can hinder us or present themselves as real challenges when we're trying to get healthy. But they're certainly not obstacles. I like to think of every trigger as an opportunity for growth and not something to waylay our good intentions.
We're speaking with Amber Leah. She is a certified health coach and the author of a book, Food Triggers. Amber, to start this journey, what would be a good first step?
It's really comforting to know that we don't need to make some really enormous, overwhelming changes to make some really good progress. So even today, listeners can focus on hydration. Getting at least 64 ounces of hydration every day is a really healthy habit that affects weight loss, but lots of other healthy functions in your body. Also, protecting at least 7 hours of sleep at night is another super healthy habit that's important to put in place. And I think the main thing is just to keep in mind to take it one day at a time, sometimes every 3 hours at a time. I'll ask myself, whatever plan I may have chosen for an eating plan, for example, could I stay eating these healthy options for the next 3 hours? Yeah, I think I can do that. And then I'll see how I feel at 3 hours. And then just continuing to go another 3 hours and another 3 hours. And again, not looking too far into the future and getting overwhelmed, but just realizing that small little measures of success every day can have a big impact on your health long term.
The book is called Food Triggers, Exchanging Unhealthy Patterns for God-Honoring Habits by Amber Lee. And she's been our guest this morning. Thanks so much, Amber.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.